Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Are we ready? Is it time?
Yeah.
All right, it is time.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Thursday!
Release the Kraken!
Yeah!
Georgia for wine!
Kraken Thursday. I like it. I really, 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 really like this shirt. I'm happy you do. Yeah! I'm getting in on the ground floor, buddy. Well, yeah, there is that. And I'm going to love going around the country wearing this shirt and having people say, what the hell? And even asking me about the name.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's what I love about Seattle. There's such a cool geek culture. Mm-hmm. And I believe that sports and geekiness are really hand in hand. And I've always talked about that with fantasy sports. If you play fantasy sports,
absolutely.
You're a huge geek.
Yeah, you're basically just playing D&D at that point.
So I just look forward to all the future videos that we're going to get, these cinematic looking videos. It's like the first couple we saw already, like, feel like
so cool.
There's the Jerry Bruckheimer stamp on like this cool aquatic thing going on. Man, I feel like we're going to get some crazy CGI Kraken crap going on.
Well, you're talking about what they did, like the full productions they did for the Golden Knights. Yeah. I want to see what they're going to do here.
There better be explosions. And we all better get splashed with water.
Okay.
You want it to be a 4D.
Yeah.
Dude, wouldn't that be great if the seats at the Pledge, the new arena, had like little water squirters?
Okay, as long as they don't move around
the crack
like the 4DX, because that'll just make me puke, and then I don't want to go to the games. I want to go to these games.
Okay. But you're okay with getting squirted?
Yeah, I'm fine with getting squirted.
Well, he's been that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Being a fan of squirting?
Yeah. No. He's always been okay with that.
Release the Kraken!
Let's get to our contestant. We've got DJ in Kent. DJ, are you there?
Yeah, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. All right, Steve. Get out of here.
Get out. Release the Steve.
Release the Steve. For those playing at home, DJ will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. DJ, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get cracking.
Nice. On the TV show How I Met Your Mother, what was Lily's occupation?
Pass.
By running time, which of Shakespeare's plays is the longest?
Hamlet.
Yes. What is the lowest army rank of a U.S. soldier?
Private first class.
No.
Private?
Yes. Which long-necked mammal has no vocal cords?
Giraffe.
Yes. Which actress played the role of Dr. Ryan Stone in the film Gravity?
Pass.
The Dynamo is the MLS team from which Texas city?
Houston.
Yes. Fiddler, ghost, and spider are all types of what sea creature?
Repeat that, please.
Fiddler, ghost, and spider are all types of what sea creature?
A crab?
Yeah. What does Andy get a job as in the 2007 movie The Nanny Diaries?
What?
A nanny?
Yes. How many yards is the penalty for the in the NFL for intentional face masking?
15 yards?
Yes. How old was Janis Joplin when she died?
I have no clue. 69.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Boy, was I about to get mad at you for the Nanny Diaries question, but that was actually a very good question.
I heard that, what? And I was like, dude, just wait till the answer. Okay. Wait till the answer. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that was actually good. And I wouldn't have got it.
Good on you, DJ. I would not have got that. I would have been so pissed.
Let's see what happens with Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. Are you ready?
Oh,
I wanted to give a shout out.
Okay. Oh,
really? Someone who loves listening to our show. It's a dude by the name of Norm. He's over at
Norm. Still at the bar?
Yes, he's at the bar. He's also doing air conditioning and heating over at Americool.
So it's one of the guys that everyone needs right now.
Yeah, he's everybody's friend.
Give him a shout out.
So I found out that he's a big fan, so I just want to say hi, Norm. You rock.
Norm, thanks for listening, brother.
Norm!
And thanks for the AC. Seriously, that
right?
It's a godsend right now.
You're keeping us chilly.
Are you ready?
Chilly.
Release the Kraken.
On the television show How I Met Your Mother, what is Lily's occupation?
Oh, crap. Is she a teacher?
Yes. By running time, which of Shakespeare's play is the longest?
Hamlet.
Yes. What is the lowest rank of a U.S. soldier?
I mean, I knew that, clearly.
Totally.
Private?
Yes. Which long-necked mammal has no vocal cords?
Long-necked mammal. A giraffe.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I never heard a giraffe speak. Oh, actually, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey the giraffe.
Jeffrey has spoken a lot. I miss him.
He's
hit some hard times.
What actress played the role of Dr. Ryan Stone in the film Gravity?
Ooh, that's Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Nice.
The Dynamo is the MLS team from which?
Houston.
Yes. Fiddler, ghost, and spider are all types of what sea creature?
Crab.
Yes. What does Annie get a job as in the 2007 movie The Nanny Diaries?
Hooker.
No.
Nanny.
Yes. How many yards is the penalty for in the NFL for intentional face masking?
15?
Yes. Mm-hmm. How old was Janis Joplin when she died?
She's in the 27 club.
Yes. 27. Yes. And Steve, you get a perfect 10.
Woo!
And you win.
Oh.
Sorry, DJ.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's all good. Have a good guys.
All right, take
get
it easy,
for
buddy.
Norm and the Kraken.
All I do is win, nice. win, no matter what.
I'm going to
forget that's the Wilshire. It's the shirts.
Yeah,
it's the shirts. It's a good luck. I should wear it every day.
Release the Kraken. And they
say the shirts have to do it. You're just
it's the shirts,
It's solidarity.
It's all of our powers combined.
And it begins with an S.
Yep, Steve is Captain Kraken.
Captain Kraken.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Why not? Sure, why not?
I like that.
Commander Kraken.
There we go, even better.
I don't know if Commander or Captain
Commander's
is better.
I think Commander's lower than a captain.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I don't want to worry about it.
The Conqueror.
All right, sure. We'll
I don't know.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with that perfect 10.
Thank you. There you go, buddy. I'm only going by Star Trek because I know there's Lieutenant Commander, there's Commander. Everybody's called Commander, but it seems like they're lower than the captain.
Seems right.
Yes.
Anything that Star Trek does must be right.
They must be right. I mean, they must know what they're talking about. Well, congratulations to you, Steve. You're red.
I just thought of this because I saw that she just liked our tweet about the Kraken shirts because we posted that on our Twitter. And it's Margaret Larson. I think today is her last day on New Day Northwest.
Oh, man.
So I want to show her some love and shout out to Margaret. You truly are the best. When it comes to broadcasting, you are truly the best in the Northwest.
Yeah, I can't.
How do you argue it?
I can't say anything different than that. You're absolutely right. And she's such an awesome person and has been so good to us over the years. Mm-hmm. Margaret, I hope you have a lot of fun. I don't know what you're going to be doing next, but whatever it is, you deserve to have tons of fun because you brought a lot of joy, a lot of professionalism to this area. Margaret's one of those people where you don't realize how good she is because, of course, she was a national broadcaster for many years. And we were lucky enough to call her our own locally, but she's good enough. She could have been anywhere. And it's always nice to have that kind of gem in your own backyard to work with that kind of professional. Whenever we work with her, I was just always amazed. Like, man, it's amazing how she just keeps track of everything, how she does everything. Mm-hmm. I would just sit across from the couch and go, I would be out of my mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do half of how she does it. And yet she makes it look so easy, which is the sign of a true professional when you make something that complex look that easy.
We talked a little bit on the Megacast as well. Ted and I just like talk about just how awesome Margaret was because it's just like,
in front of the camera, obviously she's great, but behind the scenes is where you really, really realize just how awesome. I mean, she treats everybody like they're a rock star. Like, yeah. It didn't matter if you were a guest on the show or an intern on the show. I watched it. Like, she is so respectful and great to everyone. It's pretty cool.
And it was a happy atmosphere. Yeah. That's another a good sign of a professional because, you know, she's leading the whole joint, and they were always in great spirits, good moods.
She seems to be the exact opposite of Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, really?
Who apparently is not very nice behind the scenes.
Oh, man. These rumors. Still more rumors about that, huh?
It's getting very frustrating.
Yeah. And it's unfair. I mean, when you...
what's next? You're going to tell me The Rock's a jerk.
I don't think that's possible. Boy, that would be hard to believe because, I mean, he even tells you how much he's not a jerk.
That's true.
Even Humble Braxton.
Humbly tells you how nice he is. Yeah, I would have to take a day off if we found out The Rock was mean.
I'm sad to hear that about Ellen DeGeneres because she looks like she would be miserable. I mean, to me, she's always come off like somebody who's not very happy. Even when she's doing the show, she just seems to not be doing well. And I was hoping that was just a sort of persona.
There's like an internal investigation being done right now of her production company.
Wow.
Because of a bunch of allegations and accounts of workplace issues.
Oh, Ellen, that's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really not good. Oh. Well, you know, she's old school. I mean, she's, I think she's my age, right? Mm-hmm. She's close to, isn't she in her upper 50s at least? And so, you know, we were raised at a time where, you know, a happy workplace wasn't important. What was important was getting the job done.
She is 62.
Oh, she's older than
she's
I am.
Older than you?
Damn. She looks a lot better than I do, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, you know, you have that mindset, especially if you want to be a winner in the world of entertainment. And, you know, Steve, you and I know this. We worked in an environment where we worked around people that no way they could exist today. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, in radio business, there was people throwing stuff around the studio. I mean, in my early years in this business, there was massive abuse compared to today's standards. And sometimes old dogs can't learn the new tricks of what you need to do today. And maybe if these rumors are true, Ellen's one of those old dogs.
Son of a... It's like finding out thing, like the tooth fairy's not real, man.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Whoa. Did you ever think that she was happy, though? Ellen never looked happy to me.
She's dancing. She's cracking jokes. She's awkward. I thought she was awkward, but I didn't think she was unhappy.
She had Tom Cruise eyes when she was doing stuff.
Oh, look at all of you just crapping all over my hero.
No, I'm not crapping on her. I think it's kind of sad because it's like she always has this sad look in her eyes.
Yeah, I'm with you, Vic.
I'm not saying she's a mean person. I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's a sadness.
Yeah, there was a deadness. To just her entire, like, just how she, and but that's the way it's always been. I've always thought that about her performance and her demeanor. I just thought it was intentional. I really thought, you know, she had a great life. See, I look towards mental health at this point and go, gosh, you know, and I know it was not an easy road for Ellen. I mean, there were some horrible things said about her when she was doing stand-up comedy, and to be a woman of her age trying to be successful in those days. You know, Ellen is, as of course, then not to even mention the fact that, you know, she's part of the LGBTQ+ community. That's not easy to try to be successful back in the day when she started. So I have a lot of respect for how far she's come, but I just always thought that was her shtick. I'm going to look like I'm kind of dead inside. I thought that was her thing.
But of course, it's the one that, like, the person that's like on TV going, "Be kind, everybody," and then there's someone that I guess was being interviewed by BuzzFeed that said that "be kind" BS only happens when the cameras are on. It's all for show.
Oh,
it's a former employee.
Oh, see, when somebody's miserable to people,
yeah, just a lot of messed up stuff going on behind the scenes.
That means mental health issues to me. When somebody, because I just know when I was miserable and I was bitter and I was mean to everybody, and it was mental health issues. So I'm hoping, you know, with somebody that's got her ability to do anything she wants in that world, money's not a problem. God, I hope she takes advantage of that. She deserves to be healthy. So hopefully, yeah. All right. Well, sorry, Steve.
Yeah, Rock.
I know she was your girl.
There's a lot of pressure on you now, man.
Yeah, Rock. Listen, man.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
Don't let me down.
Yeah. Man. We have a question. Why was a guy collecting coins for over 20 years? Well, we've got the answer for you at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. What's so special about Jim Holton of Wisconsin? Well, he's a coin collector. But here's the thing. It's not like he goes out and gets rare coins or whatever, like in the normal coin collector. He just basically started saving all of his coins.
Oh, there's like the character Billy Crystal played in Throw Mama from the Train. Owen. I'm sorry.
Owen!
Is that Danny DeVito?
I can't remember. It's been so long. Danny DeVito was in the movie.
Yeah, he was Owen then.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the coin collection.
And
Owen!
Owen!
So Jim Holton...
Owen!
He just started saving coins, which, I mean, I think I take my spare change and I throw them in the thing, but eventually I cash them all in. He's been doing it for 20 years. He started when his oldest son was born, keeping his change each time he got his coffee, ran other errands around town, adding the leftover money to piggy banks, buckets, other containers that he had in his house, mostly in the basement. And according to Jim, the big plan for all that money was to do something fun like go to Europe. And he had planned to keep saving until all of his kids had graduated high school. His youngest is now 15, but then he heard about the coin shortage due to the pandemic. So he decided to count all the change, and he was surprised that he had over $5,000 in change.
Whoa.
He only thought he was going to have like $1,500.
Which still would have been awesome. Man, you guys could go on a fun vacation with that kind of cash. You might have to wait a minute. Get past all this craziness.
He had to lug all of this coinage to the bank on a dolly, and and he turned in his money to help with the shortage. And he goes, "Yeah, I'm not going to be hoarding coins in the immediate future." I didn't realize there was a coin shortage. I had no idea. I got to get my change into the thing, I guess.
Well, I mean, or you just use your car. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, there is that. Yeah, that's a good point. Wow, that's pretty wild. He used to collect coins. And you mean like the way this guy did, or like
kind of? I was obsessed because as a drummer, I always thought it was cool. The old the 1976 like bicentennial coins that would like celebrate, you know, from back in the day, and on the back of it had a guy playing the drum.
Oh yeah, I remember those painting. Coins. Yeah.
So it's like 1776 to 1976 with, you know, the George Washington on the head and on the flip side the drummer. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I had like a whole thing of them. And I don't know where they went. It's been so long gone. And I just looked and I'm now mad at myself that I didn't hold on to
them. How much are they now?
Well, it looks like it's like at minimum $3.
$3 for those quarters?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
One of them. And one website, they're paying $6 for them.
Damn.
I could have made money.
Yeah, you could have.
Because I probably had like about 100 of them.
So you could have made
$300. At least.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking. At least 300, maybe $600. Oh, sorry, buddy.
Well, that was a great collection that went nowhere.
Yeah. Good job, buddy. Feel good about it.
I probably used them at an arcade. I think I might have every once in a while you're like, crap, I got to go to the arcade. I need some quarters. I'll grab my drummer ones.
Oh, that reminds me of the story of the dude who went to the Coinstar with the coins, the collection coins. It was like a $15,000 collection. They got like $23 for.
Oh!
Yeah.
That ain't good.
No, it's not.
Wow.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, yeah, this dude collecting change for over 20 years has over $5,000 in coins. Based on this, what unique or odd thing have you been collecting? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What unique or odd thing have you been collecting? Your calls, your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So we got this dude from Wisconsin saving coins is what he's been doing. Not anything rare, just he decided to, you know, buying a coffee, whatever, he had spare change. He was just leave it in piggy banks, put it in his basement. He's been doing it for 20 years, wanted to wait till his kids graduated high school, but because of the pandemic and the coin shortage, he's decided to turn it in.
Yeah, one texter said that there's some banks that are giving you $15 for a $10 roll of coins.
Oh, whoa.
How about that?
Wait a tick. Now I got a plan.
It's time to take advantage of the banks.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm in.
All right, so he had over $5,000.
Do you think he was saving? You know how some people, they have like those giant water jugs and they hold onto the jug and then they fill it with coins. We used to do that, my old roommate. And then, you know, obviously we'd be like, wanting to get some, like, you know, marijuana, so we'd cash it out at the Coinstar and then do it that way. But I wonder how many jugs $5,000 worth of coins would be.
Oh, man, buckets, he said. He had buckets and piggy banks and all sorts of stuff he kept it in.
Gosh.
And that's not light. He had to get a dolly to bring all that stuff in.
Who's this dolly and how strong is she?
She's a very strong woman. So we're wondering, how about you? This is an odd thing to collect. If it's, you know, rather than just regular coin collecting, he was just like keeping any coin and doing it for 20 years. How about you? What unique or odd thing have you been collecting? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This person says, I collect skulls. Whoa. I usually find them from animals that got killed on the road or died from natural causes, and I clean them up. Sometimes it's a simple rinse, scrub, and bleach.
Whoa.
Here's an interesting line.
Whoa. Okay.
Other times, I have to put them in a bin with flesh-eating beetles and then clean them from there.
How do you get flesh-eating beetles?
At the flesh-eating beetle store.
Oh, my bad.
Probably Amazon, realistically.
I mean, maybe Petco? I don't know. Some lady in front of me bought like 12 crickets yesterday. That was kind of strange.
Was that Buffalo Bill just texted in? That's
flesh-eating beetles?
That's horrifying.
Did I say human skulls?
First of all, does this person ever tell people that's what they do? Because if you're at a party and, you know, making small talk, and flesh-eating beetle skull guy tells you about what he does, are you talking to him anymore at the party?
Actually, at a party, yes.
He's the only person I'm talking to for the rest of the night.
No. If he invites me to his house, that's a different story altogether.
Oh, man, am I out.
But if I'm at a safe place like a party, I want to hear about his story.
You can buy him on Amazon.
Of course you can.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would you want flesh-eating? So you really need flesh-eating beetles? Like Amazon goes, there's a market for this?
People who are into taxidermy.
Like this guy, and Rev, if he invited me over to his place, I'd go.
I'd need the buddy system at that point. I don't want to be another display.
I would definitely, like, you know, check in with people, let them know where I'm going, send them the GPS location. Yeah. But I'd like to see what he's got going on with his skulls.
Man. Yeah, skulls, it's a little macabre for me. I don't know if I want to see skulls everywhere.
Yeah, I wanted to do some, like, big cow skulls in the steampunk bar, and the wife, she said no on that one.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
That's a little different. You've really gone different. I don't know if...
They look cool.
But is that steampunk?
Steampunk western-y, sure. Exactly. I'll put some gears on it or something.
Yeah, so you're going
full brass. We'll be fine.
Western, buddy. You're going full west. Oh, now a brass. All right, I wouldn't mind a brass cow skull. That looks cool.
But
not a real cow skull.
Yeah. But what if you got the flesh-eating beetles to clean it out, and then you dip it in something like that's gold?
Yeah.
Oh, gold,
baby.
I love it.
Yeah. That's what? That's unique. That is very, very odd. I would love to know the reaction that person gets. I mean, at least most of the show is like positive. Is they just won't go to your house?
I will.
Yeah. Steve will go to the house.
Yeah, Steve will.
Okay. You'll just let us know you're going there, like you said, and you should be fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to go to his house.
You don't want to see his collection?
No.
I don't want to see the Beatles, though.
That's where I'm at. I don't want to see any
Beatles. What's wrong? What the heck? There's still two of them alive. See them while you can. Come on.
I would say put Ringo and Paul in the basement when I come over. I don't want to see them.
You don't want to see them? No. I don't blame you. Okay.
Gosh. Wouldn't that be funny if that's what he actually meant? And it's like Ringo Starr just likes to just eat like rotting animal heads.
I have flesh-eating beetles.
Yeah, welcome Ringo to the Ringo and movie. Yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
It's the zombie beetles.
Oh, there's a Halloween costume.
That's it.
Yours.
Oh, I see. You brought another cow skull to me.
Yeah.
It's Sir Ringo.
Oh, that's a great impression.
That was
you
your impression.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Can you do better?
No.
Can I do better?
No.
Probably not.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. We're in a yellow submarine eating people. That's my Ringo impression.
So supposed to use these beetles in taxidermy when doing a European mount for heads. Google it. It's cool stuff.
A European mount for heads.
Is
Europe mounts heads differently than America?
Mm.
I only want American mounts.
Maybe it's like there's a rustic style, then there's a European style when it comes to mounting heads.
F that, Steve. I threw the T in the water for a reason. F Europe. It's all about America.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to mount things my way.
Oh, so it's this flesh-eating beetles like in the Mummy movie.
Oh, yeah, right?
Which mummy was this one? The Brendan Fraser Mummy movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I only recognize the Tom Cruise Mummy movie.
Do you really?
Just to troll everybody.
I was going to say, who watched that one?
No one.
How long does it take these beetles to clean out the skull, I wonder?
Oh, well, it takes them three. One, two, three.
That's it.
And this is like, I mean, does he know when they're done? Did it like ring a bell? Like, we're done.
Yeah, the Beatles ring a bell. They sing.
We're good.
They sing.
Yeah. And what do they do when they're not eating people's skin?
I want to eat your flesh. Hand.
Wow.
I want to eat your hand. That they're done when they stop singing.
Good morning, BJ.
Bob Rivers just called. He wants his parody back.
Hey, that's good. You're right. We're going to have Bob Rivers do a parody about it. I don't know answers to how long Beatles eat and how they let you know.
But what do they do when they're not eating the flesh?
What do they do?
Do they sit around watching Netflix?
Probably.
They probably do.
Why do we have like an ant Facebook colony? We should have a flesh-eating Beatles flesh-eating colony.
That's a flesh-eating Beatles flesh-eating colony.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
That is an oddly specific Facebook group, okay. But I'm ready to join.
How about this collection? Energy drinks. It started about 10 years ago, and I've got almost 600 full unopened cans and bottles. I had to dump about 200 due to leakage, but I still have about 350 to 400 still unopened.
See, I can understand collecting the cans because people would do that back in the day. My brother had the cool Budweiser pyramid can collection that he had. But the unopened, the only thing I have unopened is, the 2004 World Series of the Red Sox one was big for me as a fan. So I still have an unopened bottle of Coca-Cola, a special commemorative edition where it has all the players on the bottle itself.
That's cool.
That's unopened, but it's in a bottle. I feel like that it couldn't leak.
Maybe it's because it's people like me. I would buy, there was one energy drink that I had like 15 years ago that they stopped production of, and I would pay probably like $200 for that energy
drink. But you'd wanted to drink it.
I would drink it, yeah. But so, I would pay him, I'm saying. So that's why he collects
them. Did they last?
I think they hit an expiration,
yeah.
Don't they? Or is this all chemicals? It doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I think that.
Is it like wine or alcohol? Like it might be hard energy drink at that point?
Ooh, right?
It just ferments.
Yeah, how cool would that be?
Just get a Four Loko and go nuts.
Oh, yes. Dear.
That's right, buddy.
Someone says, speaking of energy drinks, I've been collecting the colored tabs from Monster Energy Drinks for 12 years.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
All those little tabbies on the top.
You put them like on a string or something like that?
Yeah, I know people that have made like armor for it, like little like kind of like chainmail.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that idea.
The different colors on that. That seems pretty sweet, too.
See, I like when you make something cool out of something as opposed to just putting it on
just
a string.
It.
I guess if you put them up, like, on your wall or something, like, on a string.
Oh, yeah. Vicky found, like, some pictures of, like, people using, like, the tabs on cans into, like, suits of armor for, like, for Renaissance LARPing. Fairs.
Yeah, whatever. I love that idea.
That's pretty cool. That's creative.
That's DIY right there, buddy.
We heard from our friend that is... that has flesh-eating beetles to take care of his skulls.
Yes, the skull guy.
Says it takes several weeks. You got to check them out if you want to see some of my work. It's on Instagram. @Methis4492.
Why don't you post some of your work on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Post a couple of pictures and we can let everybody see.
Do we want to look at his Instagram?
Yeah. I don't, but apparently you do.
I'm curious.
That's why I was sending everybody to let them look at their own situation, their own risk.
But all right, here we go. It's nothing... awful. He has custom commissions. Ew.
So, like, if people want skulls, he'll do them for you.
Yeah, look at that.
He's the skull guy. Yeah, I guess snake. It's a thing.
I don't like the bugs.
No. Yeah. You don't like the bugs?
Just out on the bugs.
We're going to release the bugs on you. Vicky loves bugs.
Ew.
Especially if they're crawling on her.
I like the skulls. I don't want the bugs.
Well, shout out to Nathan. Doing cool stuff.
Yeah. All right, Nathan. Well, listen, at least he's staying out of trouble. And as far as I know,
at least he's staying out of trouble.
But when you start with animal skulls, I mean, it doesn't go to human skulls, right? He's not going to be that kind of guy?
No, I feel that he's pretty balanced.
I hope.
By these.
You texts. Feel he's pretty balanced. You're judging somebody's balance? Okay, I'm really afraid.
Hey, it's just my opinion.
I'm scared.
Then the person says, we had those beetles in science class. It took about a week to completely eat a rat carcass. Man, science classes got way cooler now.
Yeah, all we had was a stupid frog. I didn't know they had flesh-eating beetles.
When I was doing it, I was able to dissect a sheep brain. That was fun.
That's pretty epic.
Yeah, I ate a piece of it for a quarter.
Oh, God. Was it at least a 1976 quarter?
Nope, just regular old quarter.
Okay. You know, I'm starting to learn things about people that I don't know if I want to know. I really don't want to know this. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the oddest thing that you, or maybe unique thing that you have been collecting?
Someone texted in, BJ might appreciate this, but I collect rare and out-of-print dice. Recently paid about $1,000 for a set of 7.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. I do, I do love my dice, and I have my friends that love them even more, and they pay big money to get metal dice and custom dice.
It's
pretty nutty, but, you know, good for you, dude. The rare dice is something, because who knows what that might be worth. Let's go to Brendan in Mount Vernon. Brendan, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Brendan, welcome to the show. How about you, buddy? What unique or odd thing have you been collecting?
So, over the years, and especially as a kid, I have lots of different collections, but one of my favorites is Pez dispensers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think I saw an episode of Comic Book Men when it was still on TV where they visited a dude that was like the king of Pez and knew everything about him.
What's your favorite Pez dispenser that you have?
Well, of course, Yoda, but lots of them.
Strawberry Pez I like.
back when eBay first was coming about, a lot of people don't know that eBay was the guy that started it. Did it for his wife so that she had a place to, you know, trade and buy Pez dispensers.
Wait, so the eBay started because of Pez collecting?
That's what I've heard through the grapevine in the Pez world. So
all right.
I haven't dived in and done further research on it, but that's just what I've heard.
Brendan, so what's the
I
most?
I have about 700-800 of them.
Whoa. You have 11. That's it.
700-800.
Oh, okay, that's better.
And 11, give or take.
All right,
789.
I remember the comic book episode. I think it was some sort of like, I don't know, colonial or Revolutionary War figure or something like that. That was like most expensive, and I can't remember the price on that. But what's the most expensive you have? And then what is the most expensive Pez that you know that's out there?
So some of the originals are the box pack one.
Your phone is really, really bad, unfortunately, yeah. Brendan. So you'll have to get back and call us later.
I thought the quiz, I'm going to ask him if he knows what Pez stands for. I did not realize that.
It's an acronym?
No, but it's shortened for a German word for peppermint. Pez. I don't know.
What was that?
Peppermints. Peppermints.
Yeah, peppermints.
Peppermints.
Is that where we get peppermint? It's a German word that we've derived peppermint from?
And apparently the Pez dispenser back in the day was just a round peppermint lozenge called Pez Drops.
Oh, and then they made them fun for kids probably to sell them. And lo and behold, you got this great toy that's also candy, which, you know, and I mean, it's still rolling, so good for them.
Peppermints.
I wish I knew how much that crazy, because somebody thought they had it. It was on Comic Book Man, and somebody thought they had a rare, rare Pez, but it was a knockoff. And they didn't find out until they went to the Pez Museum. I guess there is a Pez Museum somewhere in this country.
I'm just shocked that in this week we've talked about Pez dispensers twice.
Yeah. That is, I agree with you. That is pretty insane. And there we go. We got a collector here in town. 700 or 800 Pez.
Yeah, it looks like the Pez Visitor Center is in Connecticut.
That's what it
what?
Is.
There's a place I can visit?
Yeah. Orange, Connecticut.
Cousin, I mean, my brother lives in Connecticut. Oh, he's in New Jersey now, but it's close enough.
Yeah, he can go.
Yeah.
The boys from Comic Book Men went, and they thought they had the rare Pez, and it turns out it was a knockoff.
Aw.
I forget how much it was worth, though, but it was worth some money. All right, we got a woman's obituary. This is awesome. This woman's obituary talks about her hatred of one of the greatest football players of all time. Who is it? I'll tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.